I'm hoping you can hear me. One of the pitfalls of broadcasting is getting the microphone levels correct. And we're having problems this evening with the audio. So just bear with us. Perseverance, I think, is the name of the game there this evening. Okay. So Tina is here with me in the studio. We have six lovely people in the lineup already, which is nice for the first hour of our show. So we're going to get started and say hello to Tina.
Good evening.
Hiya, Tina.
Everything all right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. The microphone levels seem to be jumping around a little, but Perseverance, I think.
Well, I can hear you all right.
Okay, then, so long as you can hear me. Right, online one this evening, we have Jennifer.
Hi. Hello.
Good evening, Jennifer.
Jennifer from New Jersey. Thanks for taking the call. Could you tell me, do you see me moving, like, in the next month or so, or I'm wondering if I should relocate?
I do see you moving, sweetheart, but I don't think it'll be in the next month or so. I'd say within the next 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you see where how I'm going? Like,
sorry?
How's that going to happen? Like, do you see me? Am I going to stay in New Jersey or am I going somewhere else?
I'm not sure. I'm looking... Uh-huh. I'm thinking you might be out of New Jersey, sweetheart. I think it's like in the country where you want to be. Would that make sense?
Well, I've always lived in New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm seeing some sort of a country setting, sweetheart. It might be still within New Jersey, but I say I'm feeling as though it's showing me a country setting though, a bit more
another
of a, like,
country.
No, not another country. A bit of a country setting. Maybe it's just on the border of New Jersey.
Oh, I understand. I thought you said I was going to another country. Okay, so it's like a country-type setting? Okay.
Yeah. They're showing me a country-type setting, sweetheart.
Do you see me getting assistance with that? Because, like, I'm having, you know, with my health right now, I'm not working. So do you see me getting help with that, or... is a family member going to come to my rescue?
It's going to be one of the two, darling. It's going to be one of the two. That's what I'm feeling. I'm more looking at maybe a family member may help you with that, sweetheart. I do feel as though there's going to be maybe a family member come up and say that they want to help you. But I feel as though it's going to be a house that's not quite as hard to manage as you've got now, I'm being told. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
I feel as though it's going to be a littler house for you. I feel as though it's going to be maybe just on the border of New Jersey. I feel as though it could be on the border of New Jersey. I don't know whether there's any sort of country settings there, but I do feel as though it could be on the border of New Jersey for you. Okay. Carry on.
No, I was just saying you said 3 months, so
I do feel as though it could be 3 months about. It could be sooner, sweetheart.
Right.
Okay. But I do feel as though it could be up to about 3 months, darling. All right. And I do feel also that you are going to be much happier where you're going as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though the air is going to be a lot fresher for you as well, because I feel in New Jersey, around New Jersey where it is now and where you are now, I do feel as though the air is somewhat polluted with car engines and bus engines.
Yeah, it's not too clean the air. No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though it's going to be a lot more fresher air for you as well, sweetheart, so you can breathe that lot easier, because I do feel as though you've got some sort of a breathing complaint. Would that make sense?
Yeah, a little bit the other day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do feel as though that's what's going to happen, darling. I do feel as though you're going to move into a country, like a country sort of setting, where it's a lot more fresher air for you, when you are going to start breathing a lot better as well. I don't think you're going to have a lot of breathing complaints at all.
That's good. Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything else?
Do you have any messages for me from anybody?
Okay.
Anybody coming through at this time? Or
you've got a lady figure around you. Would you understand a lady figure in spirit, please?
My aunt, who's like a grandmother, I guess. Yeah.
Right, okay. You've got a lady figure around you, and she's saying to me, she just told me, sweetheart, that she's concerned about your health as well. She wants you to start and think about not improving your health, but trying to improve yourself to get your health a lot better. Would that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. This is what she's saying to me. I feel as though it could be a grandmother, sweetheart. She's saying to me that when you're walking, you're getting sort of like out of breath and what have you. Would that make sense as well?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Would there be one time where you was walking or doing something, you started hyperventilating, please?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because she was there watching you. She said to me, she says, you've got to try and not rush things around the house or with what work you're doing. Would that make sense as well? Because she feels as though you're rushing around to get jobs done. Would that make sense?
A little bit. I mean, the doctor told me that my heart was a little fast and stuff, and my stress was not, you know, I have high stress right now. So.
Yeah. Well, this is what she's worried about, darling. This is what she's worried about. This is why she's saying you've got to slow down a little bit just to keep your heart rate at, I'd say, what is your sort of normal rhythm. Okay, with what is in your sort of normal rhythm, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
And she's saying she is very concerned about you. She wants you to start and think about maybe like eating something different to what you are doing. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I eat sweets a lot.
Yeah. She's saying to me, she's very concerned about the stuff that you've been eating as well. Because that's going to put major stress on your heart as well, with it being a lot of sugar and a lot of glucose and stuff.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's saying she wants you to try and change your eating habits as well, sweetheart, all right? But she's saying the most thing she wants you to do is just slow down a little bit, darling. Okay, you need to slow down. Mm-hmm. Don't be so much of in haste of what you're trying to do, she's saying, basically.
Okay.
She thinks that you're just a little bit too hasty about with what you want to do because you go into it headlong without thinking about it, she's saying to me. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. She's saying to me also, can you try and get rid of some of the stress that you've got in your life? Okay. I don't know what she means by that. Okay,
yeah.
I don't know what she means by that, but she says maybe you'll understand what I mean by that. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I feel as though
mm-hmm.
there's somebody causing you a lot of stress, basically, as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what she's saying. You need to get rid of the stress in your life, whether it's a boyfriend or a friend or a partner of some sort. But she's saying to me she wants you to start and get rid of the stress in your life. As well, that will make it a lot healthier for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, when you move, can you not take unnecessary baggage with you?
That's definitely, yeah. I don't want to take a lot of things.
Yeah.
Literally, or, you know, yeah.
I think she meant physically and mentally.
Both, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She don't want you to take excess baggage with you. She's just said.
I won't.
Okay. Only let few people know of where you've gone, okay, when you move, she's saying to me as well.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Non-published number and don't tell anyone where I'm going. All right.
Yeah, she wants you to let only few people know. Okay.
Okay.
This is what she's saying. Only let few people know. Those that cause you stress, don't let them bloody know where you're going because you don't need the stress. Okay,
nope.
She's saying.
Makes sense.
All right.
Yeah.
And she's wanting you to just basically just generally take care of yourself, darling. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to know, sweet?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
You told me a
well,
lot of stuff
you.
Already.
All right.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank you for calling in, Jennifer.
thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, darling.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. There she goes. Jennifer on line one. Okay, so we didn't use the bell on that one, that's okay. But the bell's there, and it just tells people that the time is up. Right, let's see where we are then. Deep.
Good evening. Good evening, Deep.
Good evening, Dina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm okay. I found out that I need to move in another 3.5 weeks. So I'm looking for a place to rent.
Right, okay.
A bit stressed with that at the moment.
Yeah, that would be causing you stress. You've only just got that notice as well. You've not got that notice very long either, have you?
That's right. I just complained about the internet, and then she said that you can't. You've been working from home all this while.
Right. Okay. I do feel as though you're going to get somewhere, sweetheart. Okay. But I also feel as well it's going to be a place where you're by yourself, on your own. It's going to be your own place. Okay, I do feel as though it's going to be your own place, darling, where you've got peace and tranquility, okay? And then you know that you've got some sort of stability as well, okay? I do feel as though it's going to maybe be a two-bedroom flat or a two-bedroom house of some sort, but I do feel as though you're going to have some peace and tranquility as well. Because I do feel as though a place where you can make it your own. Would that make sense?
Yes, that's right. Should I look close to where my son's school is?
I feel as though that could be a yes, darling, because I do feel as though you want to be close to the school just in case anything happens. Okay. I do feel as though you're still worried about little man, okay? I do feel as though you're still worried about little man and the things that are going on with him. I do feel as though little man is trying his damnedest to try and get out of going to school again. Would that make sense?
That's right, yeah. I don't know what's going on. He didn't go to school 4 days out of 5 days last week. And this week he's been late, yesterday and today. I saw the records.
Right, okay. I do feel as though you need to talk to a higher power about that. I honestly do feel as though you need to talk to a higher power about that, darling. Okay. Because there's something I'm feeling as though there's not right. Okay. I'm feeling as though there's something not right there. I shouldn't really say that, but I do feel as though there's something that's not right there, darling. I do feel little man's still stressed out. I do feel as though he's stressed out. Okay. Obviously, because he can't communicate with you and he can't see you, I think this is putting more stress on him. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does. And then she's just enjoying it. And even if it hurts him, she's just... Yeah, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I feel as though... it's going to be a situation that's not going to be resolved anytime soon. But I do feel as though he wants to see you and he wants to communicate with you. And I do feel as though you need to talk to a higher power with that, darling. Okay, I do feel that because I feel as though you need to try and start and put your side of your feelings towards everything. Okay, I do feel as though you need to start and try and put your feelings towards everything. I do feel as though you need to be heard, okay, because there's some things inside of you that's eating you up that you want to basically let out. Would that make sense?
Yes, that's right.
You've still got people around you, sweetheart, okay? You've still got people around you that want to be helping you. That's in spirit, okay? I want you to know that you've still got at least a gentleman figure around you. He's with you all the time, giving you some sort of inspiration to start and pick yourself up a little bit more, which he's just said you are picking yourself up a little bit more, Deep, but you need to start and motivate that pickle. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, this is what he wants, sweetheart. Okay. He wants you to start and motivate that pickup, darling, because you've got to start and come out of this with your head held high, darling. Okay. Know that you've done nothing wrong. Know that it's not your fault. Okay. You've got to notice that yourself, inside of yourself, you've got to stop with the self-doubt as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. This is what he's saying. You've got to stop with the self-doubt, sweetheart. What you're good at is what you're good at, he's saying to me. You've got to start and motivate yourself to know that you've not got any self-doubt with inside of you. And you've got to try and recognize that you have got no self-doubt inside of you. You are good at what you are doing, because I do feel as well in some ways it's affecting your work as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Right, okay. Because this is what he wants. He wants you to concentrate on your work, sweetheart. All right? This is what he's asking you to do, is concentrate on your work, because your work's the more important thing, he's saying to me. Okay? He's understanding that you're down at this precise minute, but he says, once you start and have a good word with yourself and get yourself picked up and get yourself motivated, okay, he wants you to start and recognize yourself again, because he's saying he feels as though you're not recognizing yourself at this precise minute. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes, it does.
Right. You've got to start and recognize yourself again, deep. Okay, you really have to recognize yourself again, because the recognition that you give yourself will boost your morale. As well, will boost your morale. It needs you to start and pick yourself up. So you've got to start and do some self-recognition. Okay. He's just said to me, I don't know whether you'll do it, but he said he wants you to start and do a bit of meditation. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. He's told me that you did do meditation on a regular basis until this stuff, and he says, he's just seeming to know, realize that you're not so interested in doing the meditation to calm your mind down. But this is what he wants you to start doing again, okay? He wants you to start and do some meditation deep, just to relax your mind and start thinking about other options, okay? He says also you've got to ask him to come round you and help you as well, sweetheart, okay?
Okay. And when you said higher powers, did you mean spiritually?
Sorry?
When you said to speak to the higher powers to intervene, did you mean spiritually?
No.
There is no higher power. There's social services they've just raised their hands. So we can't help. If she doesn't let you talk to your child, we can't help. You need to go to court.
Right, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that pretty much doesn't help your cause very much then, does it? You could call on the spirits as well. You could call the higher powers on the spirits as well. I mean, you could call them as well. That's what I mean. You've got you've got options around you. Okay. This is why this guy has just said to me, if you need him, you've got to call on him.
Okay.
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 Yeah. So you've got to start meditating again deep, though, just to relax your mind, sweetheart. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
And when do you see finding the place? I mean, will it be on time before I need to move?
I do feel as though it could be on time, yes, darling. I do feel as though it could be within maybe the next 2.5 weeks, but you said you've got to look for the right place that you feel as though you're going to be settled in. Okay.
Yeah, and it will be worth it to have a place where he can come as well, right? Because then it will be expensive.
Yeah.
Plan for that.
Yeah. Okay. All right then.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Good evening.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. Alright, let's see. Was I still calling in then? Ah, right, where are we? Cindy.
Hi, Kim. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Cindy. How are you, darling?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so blessed to get to speak with you today.
Okay. How can I help, darling?
Well, I could really, really use some current insight as things have been evolving and changing on two things, but they're very connected. One is the relationship with Mark and what's going on with that, and the business venture project that we've been working on creating together. And I was just wondering, before I tell you any more details, I don't want to influence the information, so I want to just see what you're picking up on regarding those two, and the, you know, they are connected.
Right, okay. Right, okay. I do feel as though this Mark's been having his mood swings again. Would that make sense?
Well, actually, he's been very calm and stabilized, but I know he's got some CBD oil he's been taking, and he's been, you know, I think he's working very hard to remain very calm and not have mood swings and be blowing up and starting fights.
Right, okay.
But, okay. Yeah, kind of what's the ulterior motive? Like, I haven't heard from him since I left there yesterday. And,
Right. I do feel as though the business is going to go far. But I also feel as well, Cindy, that you're going to get the recognition for it. Okay. Because I feel as though out of the both of you, you're working the more hardest to start of like, sort of like get it going. Would that make sense?
Yes. But he's being very sneaky behind my back and like giving samples to people. And he told me about it after he did it, that his friends of his parents. But I don't have any. He's got all the product at his house. And so now he's being very evasive and not having me come over there every day to work on it, so we can't work on the samples. And there's some things that are not going right with the product. And he's pushing me for the answers, but I just felt like as soon as he got them, he was going to start a fight. So we could break up so he could take full credit for the product and market it and keep all the money for himself.
I do feel as though there you've answered your own question then. Okay.
Well, I know what I'm kind of seeing in the red flags, but I know there's more going on behind the scenes that I was hoping Spirit could give me a little better heads up and like whether I should wait on because I don't have the funding to buy all the materials I need to get the first batch of product out to the people I was going to have endorse it as future customers and to market the product. And
well, I do feel as though you should hang back and wait. Okay. I do feel as though you should hang back and wait, sweetheart. I'd say as well, look at your options. Okay. I'd say look at your options, not pulling out, but I'd say look at your options as well, sweetheart. Okay. I'd say look at everything that's going on around you because you're very suspicious as it is. And if giving free samples away is not going to, it's going to promote your business in some sort of a way, but then it just makes it look as though you're going
to
be a complete pushover.
Well, we don't have the product completed, and he's doing it with people when I'm not around, so they think it's his product. They think it's his creation, it's not mine.
He's been very sneaky then, isn't he? He's been very sneaky there, Cindy. Okay,
he's
been very
and now
sneaky.
He's very quiet, and instead of calling me every morning and say, hey, when you coming over, we're going to, you know, now he's, I don't hear from him. And so he's, I got busy. And I said to him yesterday, well, we need to find somewhere else to work on this product because he's also working on another product of his own with his hemp. And he's been busy with that too. And I said, well, we need to find somewhere else to work on this product because I need to be able to mix product and have access to it. Oh, we've got to do it here for now. We could do it right here. I said, well, except that I'm not right here. You're the only one with access to it here.
Yeah, and, I feel he's been very evasive there. He's been very evasive there, sweetheart. I'd look at your options, mate, if I was you. I'd look at your options, darling, okay, and
okay.
See what your options can be, okay, about doing the product as well. Okay, yeah, I understand you haven't got the funds for it, darling, but I do feel as though in future, if you do go it on your own, I do feel as though you're going to be in another partnership with maybe another company. Okay. I do feel as though at one point that you are going to be successful mm-hmm. on this product, Cindy. All right. I do feel as though mm-hmm. you're going to be successful with this product. But I do feel as though you want to try and make some sort of product of it of your own. Do you know what I mean?
Because he's stealing my recipe is my concern. And then, like, he doesn't have all of the formula, and he can't mix it right and it come out right. It doesn't turn out. And he's wanting me to give him all the answers. So I'm like, just quit giving him information because that's all he seemed to be interested in was finishing it. So, and then really wasn't interested in working on the relationship or, you know, it was just like that was the only reason he was having me come over. So I kind of quit giving him information. So he's trying to do it behind my back without me and said we were only going to be working on it together. But I just started getting red flags, you know, so I backed off on giving him the information because I felt like as soon as he had all of the information, he's basically telling people, I think behind my back, that it's his formula and his creation.
Yeah. Well, don't give him any more information, sweetheart. I suggest you start making it and do it yourself, to be honest.
Well,
I think that's
what I'm thinking, and I'm wondering if that's what I'm thinking now that he's becoming so untrustworthy is I'm going to back off and just see if I can get a batch produced because it was all my idea, my recipe, my creation, my invention, and we were going to do it together because we were in a relationship supposedly building a life together, but then we were apart for a month and then we're back together and this is the only thing he's wanted to talk about. So haven't I heard from him today? Where is his head at? Can you, like, give me his behind the scenes, his intentions, and where his head's at on the relationship and the product?
His head is more into the product than it is in your relationship, sweetheart. He's one for making money, okay? I feel as though he's one for making money. I know it sounds harsh, darling, okay? I think he just wants the money side of it, all right? He's not interested about helping animals. Really, I feel as though he's more interested in making money and helping himself, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
I know it sounds harsh. It's maybe what you've been thinking anyway, Cindy. Okay, to be honest.
Yeah, that's kind of the feeling I'm starting to get. And I'm wondering, like, I had a business name picked out. Like, I've tried to get him to move forward with signing, you know, agreement. A partnership agreement and get the business side of it done, and he keeps putting that off and just wanting the information to complete the product. And I feel if I take a step back, he's going to steal my business name and try and register it before I do.
Well, you're answering your own questions, basically, sweetheart. I mean, it's just like...
I know.
I know there's more going on
behind the scenes that I was hoping to get a little more, instead of just my suspicions, like more behind the scenes. Like, why haven't I heard from him today, you know, like, not a word?
Because he's more interested, as I say, he's more interested in the product, Cindy, than he is in the relationship side of it and the communication side of it. I do feel as though he's trying to work this product on his own, all right? I do feel that. And I also feel as though his head's not in the right place at this precise minute because I feel as though he's obsessed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's obsessed with everything. This is what I'm feeling.
Okay?
He's obsessed with everything else than he is with you, basically. We'll say that. I know it sounds harsh, darling, but it's probably what you've been thinking anyway, as I said.
It does seem
as though his head's more into the product than it is everywhere else, we'll say that. He's thinking about, to be perfectly honest, I think he's seeing dollar signs all the time. He's waking up seeing dollar signs. He's going to sleep seeing dollar signs. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. All right, my darling.
Behavior. Thank you so much.
All right, sweetheart. Okay, take care.
Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tuesday. All during that reading, I was hearing the words ulterior motive. And, you know, that's not good, you know. When somebody is around you there for their own pleasure, so to speak, then it's not good. Okay. Right, let's see where we are. Veronica.
Hello.
Good evening, Veronica.
Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for doing the show again. Thank you, Ken. What a marvelous spiritual comp show. Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. I have a lot going on, and I'm going to get through it. So I call this to see if they take I don't know if you're able to see it or give me a yes or no answer. I gotta go with Lofting I did call one attorney because they're the one that handled that specific case. Do you think they're going to accept it? It starts with the M.
Say that again. Sorry.
This is an attorney that I wanted to see if he takes the case. It starts with the letter M.
I can't talk about legal stuff, Veronica.
Oh, no. I was wondering if you saw him taking the case, like, yes or no, like...
Sorry?
I was just wondering if you saw him saying yes to my case, like he's going to represent me.
Veronica, I still can't talk about it because it's law, sweetheart, okay?
Sorry.
If I say yes, I probably could be wrong. If I say no, I could be probably wrong. So I don't really go down that sort of a street, darling, because it's not allowed for a start. Okay. It's not allowed for a start. Us mediums can't talk about anything legal or medical, sweetheart.
Yes, sir. Okay. I have a question. How much long does one of the family members going to be in the hospital, do you see? How much more time?
I don't think it'll be much more time, sweetheart. I don't think, honestly, it'll be much more time, to be honest.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be much more time. I'd say maybe, another couple of weeks, maybe, because I do feel as though this family member has been quite poorly. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good, right.
I do feel as though it's a female as well, because I need to say she. Would that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I do feel as though she's going to be there another couple of weeks, because I do feel as though, because she's been so quite poorly, I do feel as though the doctors need to keep an eye on her. Okay. I do feel that. I also feel as though she's on the mend. I do feel as though she is on the mend, sweetheart, all right? I do feel as though there's healing angels around her as well, helping her on the mend. I do feel as though there's relative support as well around her as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to shift the subject. Yes, ma'am, thank you for that. I the job that I got right now, thank you, ma'am. The job that I got right now, I just want to know, do you think that I will get promoted or job raise?
I do feel as though you're going to get a raise. I do feel as though you're going to get a raise, darling. Okay. I do feel as though, because I feel as though the employers are good for you. I do feel as though they're... real supportive with what you do at work. I do feel as though they come round and ask if you're okay. Would that make sense?
You got it. They do a lot lately, yes, sir.
I do feel as though they'll come round and ask you if you're okay. I do feel as though they're supportive. I do feel as though they see your, how can I put it, your punctuation is on time. And I do feel as though, as well, your enthusiasm for your job as well. I do. They're seeing that as well, sweetheart, all right? They're also seeing the quality that you've got inside of you as well. Okay, I do feel as though they're seeing the quality you've got inside of you as well, Veronica, to do this job. Okay, I do feel as though they do keep a close eye on you, all right, my darling, and I honestly do feel as though they want you to start working in a different place, all right? I feel as though they want you to start, because I do feel as though you're working in one same part. Okay, but I do feel as though they're going to put you somewhere where it's going to be a lot quicker, because I feel as though it's like I'd say working on a factory line. Would that make sense? Okay, I do feel as though where you are at this precise minute, it does go quite slow. Would that make sense?
True.
Okay, but I do feel as though they're going to put you on a part where it's going to go quicker, just to test your skills a little bit more. Okay,
is
what I'm feeling. I do feel as though they're going to put you on a part where you're going to be a lot more, you test your skills a little bit more, test your performance a little bit more, because I do feel, honestly, they are looking into giving you a raise of some sort. I might even also feel, Veronica, there might be a supervisor's job in there somewhere as well.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I do feel as though there might be a supervisor's job in there, because I do feel as though you fit the criteria for a supervisor's job. Okay.
Hmm.
I want you to start and think about your options, though, with that. Okay. I do honestly feel as though you need to start and think about your options with that as well. Okay. Because I do feel as though your options, if you look at them, Veronica, I feel as though it's, because it's a supervisor's job, it's a very important role, and I do feel as though it's going to be one that you're going to be easy taken to, because I do feel as though you'll want to pick up the ropes very, very quickly. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So I do feel as though that's one thing that's going to happen, but I do feel as though there's a raise coming as well. Okay. So it might come with this supervisor's job, sweetheart. All right. I do feel as though it could be with this supervisor's job as well. All right. And I do feel as though this is why the employers keep coming around and asking you if you're all right, and because you're helping others as well along the way. If somebody gets behind, you help them catch up, basically, with what they're doing, with the work. I do honestly feel as though you've made a lot of friends there. You are very well liked as well, Veronica. Would that make sense?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they like me. Thank you.
Yeah, they do like you. They do like you. I feel as though there's one lady that you are actually, like, really good friends with there as well. I do feel as though there's one lady that you are really good friends with, Veronica, as well. Because
I feel
as though you speak to her a lot.
Yeah.
Would that make sense?
You got it right. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. So I do feel as though there's one lady there that you do speak to a lot, and you are quite open with each other. Okay. I do feel as though you're quite open with each other. So you want to keep that friend. You do want to keep that friend. Because you meet people for a reason. You do meet people for a reason, sweetheart. People do come and go in your life, but on the way through, they'll teach you a lesson. Okay? They teach you a lesson. Mm-hmm. So you want to keep that friend, sweetheart, because I do feel as though she's a good, loyal friend as well. Okay?
Oh.
I do feel as though she's a good, loyal friend as well. So, but I do feel as though there's a raise or a promotion coming your way somewhere. All right, my darling?
That is beautiful knowledge. Oh, remember, real quickly, Mysteriously, I look at my phone because I'm still waiting for that gentleman that I like. You know, like I'm going to be a teenager right now. I'm still waiting for his phone call.
I do feel as though that phone call will come, but I do feel as though he's busy with work as well at this precise minute. I do feel as though he's busy with work as well, sweetheart. Okay, but I do feel that phone call will come. Okay?
That's good. Remember, it was always nice talking to you. I hope your family are well and safe, and thank you for taking my call on the show. I hope people call you after the show.
Thank you very
much,
Veronica. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Veronica. Thanks, Veronica.
Bye.
All right. Now, people do call after the show. And Tina can be found there most days, if not nights, on Facebook. So if you follow the link there and the group page link where it says Ken's group page, that's the group page link there. You can either find Tina in the group, you can link through from one group to the other. The groups are linked, so far as I know, or they should be. And if they're not, then it's Facebook's fault. Okay, not mine. And when it says today's guest, that is also a clickable link. So there you go. Right, we're going to take a short, unneeded break then, because it's 1:13 on the clock. And not many people in the call queue at the moment, so we need to build that up if we're going to have 2-hour show. Also, remember that the donation button is there for the purpose of. And we look forward to seeing those donations arriving presently.
I hope and
Ah, nice. Now then. People that go away during the music, sometimes it's because they don't like the particular song, and they call off while the music is playing, and then they call back after the music has finished. Can I say that anybody doing this may not get back in future? Because what's happening is that if these people can't pay a donation prior to the show starting, then they should be doing it while they're away. Yeah? So while you're away, think of putting that donation in instead of moaning. Yeah? Instead of moaning about the music and putting comments, we don't like that particular song, or we don't like that type of music. You know? Instead of doing that, because we have had it, believe it or not, we have had people say, you know, oh, I didn't like the music, so I waited for it to finish, and then I called back. Well, just consider that donation button and consider what time we spend with you to give you the readings in the first place. And consider the people we find for you 7 nights a week, 365 days a year. You know, that donation button should be going balmy on every show, not just on one show. Nobody has bothered this evening again, you know, and it's getting a little bit sad now, because the shows are here for you, and you know, it's like there is no reader that we have on the shows here that is any different to anybody else. Yeah, and they're all worth the salt, you know, and people are giving their time freely to be with you, and 2 hours is a long time to give up, to give readings freely. Or to even be a part of something that's taking the time just for the pleasure of, you know. So whilst we give our time to you, consider please giving something back, yeah. And is it begging? Because people have said that, oh, he's always begging. It's not begging. It's pleading for something to happen, pleading to stay on air, pleading to keep the shows alive, you know, pleading, not begging. It's a different thing altogether, because this is my life, and without it, you know, I've got not much else. So there you go. Off my soapbox now. We're going to get back into the show. Only 2 people left. Why? These people have actually called off now while that music was playing. Okay, if you need to go away to do something, do try to call back, because, you know, it's like we need the music to break up the show. And the music is supposed to be there to entice people to call, not to scare them off, you know. So, all right then, I'm going to bring Tina back online, and we have Queen.
Good evening, my Queen.
Good evening, my lady. How are
you? How are you? I'm good, thank you, and yourself?
I too am good. Relaxing.
Good, good.
Yes.
Good, good. How can I help?
Whatever you have, and if I have questions, I will ask. Thank you.
Okay. My Queen, have you been recently thinking about a newer project, please?
newer than, I don't know, could be.
Okay, because I feel as though there's a newer project in the balance for you. Okay. They're giving me some sort of outline of it, and it looks like this looks like a star of some sort. Okay. Does look like a star of some sort. Would you understand a star of some sort that's relevant to yourself, please?
You're talking about jewelry or art?
Art.
Well, I haven't been thinking about a star in particular, but it could go in a painting or jewelry.
Right, okay.
I haven't thought about it, though, consciously.
Right, okay. Because they're showing me a star of some sort. It could be going on a jewelry. It could be going on a painting. But it also could be going on a sort of a sculpture idea as well. Okay. I do feel as though this sculpture idea is going to go with it. Because I feel as though it's, if they're showing me it at this precise minute, and it looks as though it's a star, but on this star, it's not just like a normal star. It looks as though you've put jewels on it, so it could be the jewelry part of it, okay? Because it looks like it's got amethyst or crystals, clear quartz crystals on it. Would that make sense at all that you use them?
I do use them. It could be either of the three, sculpture, jewelry, and painting.
Either
could have that.
Okay. It's a five-pointed star that they're showing me.
Okay. I'm not sure why I'm getting the star at this moment, but I'm sure it will reveal itself to me.
It's a five-pointed star at this precise minute that I'm seeing. Okay. Would you understand that you've been calling on the spirits as well this week? Give you inspiration with something, please.
That would be correct. And when you say the star, what's coming to me is the Eastern star, like the women in the Masonic temple. That's what came to me.
That's possibly it then. That's possibly it. Because to me, it looks like the Star of David. Would you understand the Star of David?
Yes, it's the same star, the same shape anyway. It could be the same star.
Right, okay. Because I've just looked at my arm because I've got a pentagram on my arm, tattooed on my arm, and it's not that. It looks like it could be the Star of David. Okay. It does look like the Star of David. Okay, because this is what I've just been given. It's similar to the Star of David, or it is the Star of David that they're talking about, okay? But I do feel also, because you've been calling on the spirits, I do feel as though there's going to be a lot of inspiration coming your way. So just be very careful with that as well, because I feel as though your mind may go into overdrive, okay? With things coming into your mind with new pieces of art, new pieces of jewellery, okay, and there's some sort of jewellery that they're showing me, but it's not the same as I drew for you last time. I feel as though it's a piece of jewellery that's got jewels on it, but I feel as though the jewels within a circle. Okay, the jewels within a circle. Would you understand any sort of jewelry with jewels within a circle?
That opens up multitudes of possibilities. But I have been thinking about doing some different pieces for a museum shop that I put work in. And doing a different style than I have done for them. So I have been, forgotten that. I have been thinking about that. And a shape of a star might be a good idea.
Yeah. Okay, because that's what I'm getting, my queen. Okay, they're giving me, it's just like one necklace with one piece of jewel, with like one circle with a load of jewels in it. Okay, there's jewels on the outside and there's jewels on the inside. Okay, there may be jewels, but yeah, I feel as though there may be crystals at the same time. Okay. I don't know whether you do jewellery with crystals in it, but I do feel as though there's some jewellery, it's a piece of jewellery, it's either jewels or crystals that's inside of it. Okay, because they're giving me...
I love to use crystals when I create, so yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. I'll try and keep it in my mind, and if I can, I'll draw, because normally I can draw when Spirit gives me the drawings to do. Okay. I do feel as though it's a variety of colours. I feel as though it's like, I don't know, it seems it's looking at me as though it's in a sort of a rainbow colour. Okay. Mm. It starts off with one single jewel, like the red one, and then it goes with the yellow one, then the green one, then the blue one, and then the indigo one. Okay. It looks like a sort of a rainbow colour that you're putting inside of it. Okay. It looks very beautiful. It does look very beautiful. But I don't know whether you've done that sort of piece of jewellery before or whether this is something new. Okay.
The colour combination is interesting, the rainbow combination. I mean, that opens up a lot of possibilities too.
Yeah. My queen, I know it sounds a daft question, okay, but I'm getting the feeling of enchantment. Why would I get the feeling of enchantment?
Enchantment?
Yeah.
Because you're talking to me. What else can I say?
No, besides that, no, I know you do the enchantment, but I mean, I feel as though you've been always doing some sort of enchantment on the jewelries, or people have asked you to do an enchantment. Would that make sense?
It makes sense. It makes sense.
Okay,
I see that coming. I see people starting to ask me for that. That will be coming.
Yeah, because I do feel as though enchantment's coming as well. I do. They're giving. I don't understand why they're giving me this, because I wouldn't have even thought it, okay, with you. But they're giving me some sort of, I don't know whether it's spell work or whether it's some sort of candle work or something to do with some sort of ancient tradition. Would that make sense?
It all makes sense. And as you said about the enchantment, someone I used to dance with decades ago asked me to create something for her. And she had specific things that she wanted. So that would be enchantment. And I just talked with someone the other day, and she was looking for assistance with stones, and she may want a piece from me in that way. So, yeah, it's coming.
Okay. But you could, I'm going to be really cheeky now. Can you do me something with the enchantment of positivity?
Yes.
Okay. Because this is what I'm getting. I think you work on sort of similar lines to me, to be perfectly honest, because I feel as though when you're going to start something, I feel as though you're protecting yourself a lot. Okay. I do feel as though you protect yourself a lot as well, my queen.
I can only create when I'm in the right spirit, in the right space. Otherwise, it doesn't. Thank you
okay.
so much.
Thank you, my queen.
Thank you, Queen. Okay, we'll have to do a symbols night. We'll have to do something on that. Maybe we can use that as a subject, because it's interesting, you know. It's the pentagram and the Star of David. It's like technically two different symbols, but it's got a little bit disambiguated over time, because both the five-pointed star and the six-pointed star are used to make a pentagram in modern times. Originally, they both have different meanings, but today they seem to have the same meaning. So a little bit of disambiguation over time, I think, but there you go. It happens. Okay, all right. Catherine.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Pretty good. I'd like to ask about my brother. He did something this weekend that was kind of hurtful, and I'd like to ask my people on the other side about him and what's going on, what I can do.
Right, okay. Would it be right if I said to you, Catherine, that your brother's under some sort of stress right now, please?
Well, about this family situation, yeah, but not in general.
Right, okay. I do feel as though this family situation, I do feel as though it's somebody to do, I think it's to do with maybe him not getting over the passing of someone. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel as though it's a female that he can't get over the passing of. Would that make sense as well, please?
A female what?
A female figure. Because
the
I feel
figure
those,
who passed.
Yeah. A
is
female
male.
That's passed. Oh, right. Okay. Okay, darling. Because you've got a female figure around you as well, all of you, that's not liking the situation that's going on as well. She's just said to me,
well,
sweetheart, there shouldn't be any fights over anything that's going around.
Yeah, I haven't been. I'm trying to be a peacekeeper, and he keeps fighting, re-instigating.
Right, okay. There was one person that's left beneficiary that can't get a word in edgeways with your brother. Would that make sense?
I'm not sure who that is.
Right, okay. Because I do feel as though there was one that was left beneficiary, or maybe you was all left beneficiary, but I do feel as though there's something that's not being sorted out and can't be sorted out with the way that your brother's acting right now, okay? I do feel as though your brother is going through a lot of grief right now, because I do feel
okay.
as though he feels as though he's lost his best friend. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know the way he's acting. He's not acting like that, but I bet on the inside, yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll be on the inside. He's just taking his anger out on everybody. Okay,
sure.
I feel as though he's really grieving and he's really angry. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
And I do feel as though he's questioning something. Would that make sense?
He is not communicating, so I don't know.
Right, okay. But I do feel as though he's got questions, or that he's questioning something, or maybe if it's not your brother, somebody is questioning something around you, or to do with this male's passing as well. Okay, because I do feel as though there's definitely questions that's wanting answers. Okay, I don't know who this is with. Okay, but I do feel as though there's not just your brother that's angry. I feel as though one of your siblings or there's somebody around you that's angry as well, but they're not showing it. Okay, they're trying to keep the peace as well. There's somebody you need to question around you that seems angry, but is not letting it show. Would that make sense?
I don't know yet. I mean, no one else seems angry, so yeah, it could be.
Okay. because I do feel as though there's other people, there's one person, I feel as though it could be a female, okay, that's very, very in with them, in themselves, and I feel as though this female that's within themselves, I do feel as though this female's got questions that's needing answers, okay. I feel as though it's somebody could be, I feel as though it could be a younger sibling. I don't know how many children your mum and dad had, but I feel as though it could be one of the younger siblings. Would that make sense?
I just have one older sibling, one more older.
Oh, right, okay.
But
yeah,
it could be like a niece, or it could be a niece or nephew or something younger like that.
Yeah, it could be. Because I do feel as though this one that's gone within themselves was very close to this male figure that passed, or quite close to this male figure that passed, okay? But I do feel as though it's a female figure, and she is within herself, because I do feel as though she's another one that's grieving, but isn't showing sort of any sort of emotion. Okay, he's just getting on with the normal life. Okay, my darling. And I do feel with your brother, he has got a lot of grief inside of him. But somebody needs to talk to him about that grief. Maybe some sort of a professional, maybe. Because I feel as though with your brother as well, he's locking himself away. Would that make sense?
I don't have any contact with him.
Yeah, I do feel as though he's trying to push the family away now, because I feel as though he's got a lot of pent-up anger, sweetheart. He has got a lot of pent-up anger. The only thing is, though, with his anger, it could land him in a lot of trouble if somebody says something wrong to him. Okay. I don't feel as though your brother's very big, but I feel as though he can be quite irritated at times. You can get irritated very easily. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
He needs to see someone, sweetheart. He does need to see someone. Okay. I know this male's probably not been passed very long, but I'd say just under a year this male's been passed. Okay.
Yeah.
And I do feel as though your brother's took it really hard. I do feel as though your brother's took it really, really hard at the precise minute, okay? And I do feel as though your brother was somewhat close to this male that's passed. Would that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I think it's hit him the hardest. Yes, it's hit you, and it's hit your older sibling, sweetheart. Okay, but with the males, when they're passing, they're being close to another male, they do feel it more than those females for some reason. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They do feel it more than those females.
Should I just leave him alone, or, you know,
Let him come round in his own time, darling. Okay.
But I
want to
send him a birthday.
Sorry.
I want to send him a birthday gift.
I'd send him it. I'd send him it. He will accept it, okay, because it's from family. And he is one of these people that's very family-orientated. I do feel as though he's one for family, okay?
He was.
Okay, but I reckon he still is, darling, but he's just very angry at this precise minute. But please send him the birthday gift. It may cheer him up a little bit, okay? And I do feel, honestly, he will come round in his own time, sweetheart. I do really feel that. I mean, I'll give you an example. When me and my sister lost my mum, I was very angry. And I really nearly shut off the whole family. I didn't want to see anybody, and I didn't want to talk to anybody, because obviously my mum was my best friend. And it was me. I was in the same place as your brother is right now. But I did see everything that I'd done, and I did go around. I did apologize to everybody. But it was like, after he's done that, after he's realized and being left alone, see if he will go for grief counseling. Okay, because that might be another option for him.
About,
he's grief counseling.
It's not just grief. He's personally mad at me because of some money issues.
Right.
So
okay.
It's not just grief. He's
right. Okay. I do see you resolving that. I do see you resolving that. To be honest, I really do see you resolving that, Catherine.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, darling. Thank you.
Okay. Right. I could have a word with Catherine, but maybe off air. I know something that happened when I was the administrator, so to speak, of my father's estate. Not will, his estate. Because he didn't leave a will. He never had that much money to make a will with. And we knew that. We all knew that. The whole family knew that anyway. So he was never going to be able to make a will because he never earned that much money. He never had that much money in his life to make a will. So the money that was left and that was available was all used for the purpose of his funeral. It's very disheartening when the family comes down on you and thinks, well, where's my share? Why didn't I get nothing? And it's like that. Well, you know, where were you in the years when you should have been supporting your parents? Where were you? And, you know, I'm not saying that I was the only one that played my part, but, you know, it come hard when I had to carry the weight of the expenses. And then, like, you didn't do it right. There should have been something. Where did it all go? That type of thing, you know. And you get it in every family. It happens, you know, where they don't believe where the money's gone. They're thinking, well, if you could have done it better, then why didn't you? You know, because it's like, it's terrible. The thing is, I've got people around me in my family that just refuse to understand how money works, you know. And you should try to make something out of fresh air. It's just not possible, you know. And to be quite honest, I can say with my hand on my heart that my mother and my father both ended up with what used to be known as a pauper's funeral. And that's a pauper. It's like very poor, hardly two pennies to rub together. And that was it. When my mother was taken, it was the down to the benefit agency that took care of my mother because she didn't have a penny. When my father passed away 10 years earlier, he had a little bit more than mum. It's not a lot, because we had to go and close his bank account in order to pay for everything. And I think there was about £600 there, and that had to pay for everything. So the church was able to play one piece of music, and that was it. And they did that on a kind of a voluntary basis. If you wanted any more hymns, you got to pay for them. And everything that you do within a funeral has got to be paid for, and people should be appreciated of that. So, you know, my heart goes out to anybody that has to pick up the flak from that. You know, it's devastating. It's not easy to be the executor of anybody's will or last statement. You know, if you have to be the executor of anybody's finances after they've gone, then I would say to anybody, if you can get somebody else to do it, for God's sake, do it, you know, because it's the last thing that anybody should have to carry, you know. They shouldn't have to, and especially when they've got the weight of the family coming down on them like that, it's really devastating. If you've never had much of a family connection with other members to begin with, then, you know, taking up a person's funeral, it's not really what you want to be doing. Okay. Right, we're going to go back in. We're going to bring Tina back online. We've got one person joined us. I need to screen that one in just a moment. I'll do that presently while we speak with Aaliyah.
Good evening, Aaliyah.
Aaliyah, are you there? Aaliyah, are you there? You've muted yourself up. Can't hear you. We're going to have to leave that one for now. We'll come back to that one in just a moment then. Let's find out who's on 201.
Good evening.
Hi, Ken. Hello.
Can I take your name, please?
My name is Jackie.
Jackie. Okay, Jackie. How can I help, darling?
I just want to say something to Ken as well. What he just said a few minutes ago about, you know, moving on with, you know, taking up the responsibility of someone in the state. It was so profound, Ken. So profound. My question is, I'm that person, but I replaced the first administrator who made a big mess of things. And I've had to dig deep to make sure that nothing else was lost. And I'm ready to move forward. I'm not really sure about my family dynamic with one brother and a sister in particular. And I just want to see if you see things ironing out.
I do see things ironing out, sweetheart. And can I just say I'm right there with you, because I was the executor of both my mum and dad's estates when both my parents passed away. So I do feel what you're going through, sweetheart. Okay. My mum obviously died and passed away after my dad, but my mum couldn't face the executor state, so I had to do that. So I do feel for you there, sweetheart. I really do. But I do see things hiding out, darling. I do see your brother and your sister coming back round to where they were before. I do honestly feel as though, yes, there's maybe been a big fight between you all, or there's been a few harsh words said between you all, but I do feel as though the person that's passed over, sweetheart, I'm getting a female figure. Would that make sense?
Yes, both my parents are gone. My father's been gone like 25 years. My mother has been gone over a decade.
I do get the sense of a female figure, sweetheart. Okay. And she's saying to me there was no need for all of it, really, because there was one instigator, and I do feel as though it was your brother that instigated it. Would that make sense?
I believe my brother instigated it against me because I think he was operating out of fear.
Yeah.
Because he never understood how to use money, and he never understood how to use his gift. Very gifted guy, but never used it properly. But
my sister
was like a mastermind when my mother was alive and after she died. But then something happened between them. I was on the outside looking in. But none of this ever had to happen. There was so much more to go around.
Yeah, I do feel as though both of them are, I feel as though they were quite, I wouldn't say reliable on your parents, but they've got to learn to stand on their own 2 feet now. Would that make sense?
Absolutely.
Because I do feel as though your brother and sister used to go to your parents when things were going wrong for them and they needed the advice. But now they're not there. They're scared to stand on their own 2 feet and they're scared to solve their own problems. Okay. But I do feel as though they are going to come back round, Jackie, to be honest. I honestly do feel that. But I do feel as though they'll come towards you with an apology as well. Okay, because I feel they know that they acted irrationally as well, because they're both feeling it. More, I feel as though it's your sister, because I feel as though you two were very close at one point. Would that make sense?
I think I was closer with my brother. My sister and I are 6 years apart. She's older than I am, but she's always pampered. I don't know if you could be talking about a stepsister, but she wasn't a part of the actual will. So there's some resentment there.
No, I do feel as though your sister, your blood relative sister, would that make sense?
Yes. In both cases, they are my brother's relative. My older sister, who wasn't a part of the will, was my mother's child.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother and father created a will, and she wasn't in that one.
Right,
so
okay.
She was that much older than us. So, you know, there's resentment there, but my mother and her had a relationship where my mother helped her out along the way with starting business and everything. So,
if anything,
I was the one who always had to fend for myself, and I'm still fending, but I give God thanks that I'm able to keep the light on and take care of a property that I don't live in. I do want to move in the house and restore it and bring the love back in the house, and I just don't understand why they resent that wish.
Right, okay.
They sold what they wanted to sell. I just want to know, is a good time to try to move forward, you know, with approaching, you know, going to court to settle it. And what's the best way to manage it moving forward?
The best way to manage it is with your own thoughts, darling, to be honest. I know your sister and your brother do resent the fact that you do want to restore the house and restore the love in that house and move into the house. But at the end of the day, it's not their decision, sweetheart. It's yours. They've either got to accept it or they haven't. Maybe because you're wanting to restore the house and move into the house as well, darling, and bringing the love back in, it might be the fact that they're going to be feeling your parents' presences around, okay, as well. Your mum's just said to me, you can do the choices of your own, because I feel as though the house was left for all of you, but you're the only one that wanting to sort of like get back in there and sort of like sort it out. But I don't feel as though your brother and your sister are quite ready yet, okay? And I do feel as though because maybe your father's just passed a while ago. They're still, I'd say, grieving for him. I think, in fact, I'd say they were grieving for both parents, because I feel as though one of your siblings hasn't quite gotten over the death of your mother as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I would think so, because they were on very bad terms. You know, I think she's dealing with a lot of guilt, because, you know, my mother did everything to help her. I think she has some emotional imbalance. She does have emotional imbalances.
Yeah,
but she hides it very well.
Yeah.
But she's a calculating person, and that's the unfortunate part, because on the outside looking in, everyone else would think that she's just like this real sweet person. But she has, like, you know, double personality. I know for certain that all of us are still trying to get over the death of my mother. I grieved my father for 16 years. When my mother died was when the grief for him changed. When my mother died, all had those loose. There were other properties involved, and they sold it, and they kept the money, and they wasted a lot of stuff, and then they end up with nothing. And, you know, the last what's remaining, I've been maintaining it so that it wasn't taken away by the government. And that was something my parents never wanted to happen.
Yeah, I do feel as though your mum, your brother and your sister also have got a lot of resentment for something. Okay, I do feel as though they've got a lot of resentment for something. There's something they're resenting. I don't know what it is. Okay.
With me or with my mum?
I think it's with your mum passing as well. They've got a lot of resentment. Okay, darling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for calling in, Jackie.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you, Jackie. I think everybody has, you know, that, unless you've got a very good family, tight-knit family, and I can't really say that about my family. They're all over the place. You know, it's like never much to do with them, with anyone, really. My father and mother are very private, in that sense, and you know, it's like, okay, the families, we didn't know much about them, but let's just say that, you know, the extended families, they all come together when they were needed, yeah, and they all try to help, you know. so they all put the hands in the pocket sort of thing. But, you know, like my brother and my sister, like, what went on there? It's like there's still a lot of resentment even today, because, where did all the money go? That type of, you know, crazy. Okay. Right. Right then, let's see where we are. Aaliyah?
Good evening, Aaliyah.
Are you there now? I don't know what happened to her. Aaliyah, we've called you twice now and you've not been there. Right, maybe you'll hear that back in the archives and you'll know that we have actually called you. Right, so we do have a last minute caller, so to speak. 22 minutes on the clock. Just time to do this one then. 860, I think, is Donna, if I'm not mistaken.
Hello.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Good. This is Amala.
Good evening, Amala. How can I help?
Hi, yes. Can I just have a spot reading of, like, what you see in the next couple of months for me? Maybe around my work, I'm trying to promote my book, and I'm just wondering maybe if you think that working with this woman named Lisa is going to be to my benefit and it's going to go really well.
To be perfectly honest, yes, I do think it's going to go very well because the book that you've created, I do feel as though it's going to be very interesting.
Okay.
Because I feel as though from the heart sort of book that you've wrote, would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I do feel that. And I do feel as though it's going to get published, darling, because I do feel as though this book is going to be inspiring a lot of people around the world. Okay.
Okay.
I feel as though this book's full of inspiration as well.
Yes.
With past life issues and troubles that you've had, would that make sense?
That's absolutely correct, yes.
Right, okay. But I do feel as though this book is going to get published, darling, because it's something readers want to read. Okay.
Yes.
Because there is a lot of people out there who are stuck in sticky situations that can't get out of it. I'd say maybe domestic violence and...
Yes.
Addiction to drugs and stuff. I do feel as though it's them sort of readers that you're going to be inspiring, okay? Because I do feel if the issues that you've had or still having, I do feel as though they're going to be your experiences with these issues. I do feel as though it's going to be rubbing off on other people, okay, my darling? And I do feel as though... because I feel as though you've been through some sort of similar situation of what I've just explained about what's going on in the world with domestic violence and drug addiction and stuff. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. There's a lot of universal themes that I address in the book. It's already published. It's been published since June. So,
right, okay. Yeah, I do feel as though it's going to go well, sweetheart. I do feel within the next few months, I'd say you're going to have over maybe 1,000 sales at the most.
Wow.
And I do feel as though it's going to be over. I reckon by next year it's going to be over. It's going to be well over that by next year because I do feel as though this book's going to be flying off the shelves. Okay. If I may ask, what's the book called, my darling?
It's called Amala, A-M-L-A, Amala Speaks 365, so you get a year-round inspirational book of me and passages.
Right, okay. Okay.
Yep.
Has this book gone on Amazon by any chance?
Yes, it is. It's on Amazon, yep.
Right, okay, because I might order myself a copy. I do feel as though this book is full of inspiration, sweetheart. All right, I do honestly feel as though it's full of inspiration. I do feel as though you've got nothing to worry about at all.
Okay. It's going to go well with Lisa, Tina? That's just going to ask you. Like, working with her, I hired her.
Is Lisa the publisher? Is Lisa the publisher?
She's actually in marketing. She's actually promoting me as a speaker as well.
I do feel as though it'll go well, yeah. Because I do feel as though Lisa's full of ambition. Would that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah, I do feel as though she's going to really promote this book. I really do, honestly.
Okay.
I honestly do feel as though she's going to promote you. And I do feel as though there is going to be a lot of people listening to the promotions of what she's going to say. Because I don't feel as though she's going to be speaking around the town or the village that you live in. Okay, I do feel as though she's going to be going a bit wider.
Okay,
I do feel as though she's going to go into the cities as well.
Right.
I do feel as though there's one big city near you that she's aiming to go for.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, New York City is actually, she lives right by there. So,
I do feel as though she's going to be aiming for New York because I feel because New York to me, it's where things happen. It's where most people like yourself promoted, and you do get a lot of ambitious people I'd say as well, because I feel as though she won't be just stopping at New York. Stopping just at New York.
Yes.
I think she'll be going maybe into Jersey and Boston,
okay,
that area,
okay,
as well.
I'm in Connecticut. I'm in Connecticut, north of New York City, so it's not that far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to
okay.
be around you. It's going to be around you.
Okay.
Okay, definitely
okay.
around you. So I think that's where your readers are actually going to come from.
Okay.
I do feel as though that's where your readers are actually going to come from. I do honestly feel as well that once New York gets the idea of it, I do feel as though it's going to go into wider states as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but they're giving me Washington.
Washington. Okay.
Yeah, they're
okay.
giving me Washington. Yeah. Okay. Because I do feel as though you have got quite a few angels around you. Okay, you have got quite a few angels around you.
Okay.
I'm getting two females and two males. Would you understand two females and two males in spirit, please?
There's a lot of people in spirit, so yeah, that makes sense.
Right, okay. So I'm getting two females and two males around you.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know whether it's a mother and father figure and a grandmother and grandfather figure, okay, or an auntie and uncle figure, or and a grandmother and grandfather figure around
right.
you, okay?
Right.
But
right.
I am getting two males and two females,
okay,
darling? And I do feel as though these angels are actually inspiring you and keeping you going and keeping your
yeah.
positivity so high it's unreal. Because I feel as though as well, Amala, that you've got a lot of positivity about you. Okay. And
you
want to keep that positivity. All right, my darling. Because the more you think positive, the more things are going to work out for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
This is what I'm thinking. Yes. This is what I'm saying as well. But I do feel as though things are going to keep going for you, sweetheart. I really, really do. And I'll have a look on Amazon later and order myself a copy of your book as well. And then if need be, I can promote it in England as well for you. So,
thank you. It's, you know, you can get the paperback or the ebook on Amazon. It's your choice.
Yeah.
But, if you want to look me up, my website is Amla, A-M-L-A, speaks with an S, speaks.com as well. So
right,
my books
okay.
are on my website as well, but if you want the ebook,
yeah.
you can go on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll promote it on my Facebook page because, on my Facebook group, because I have a lot of people that go through a lot of stress on that, my Facebook group. So when I get it, I'll promote it on there for you.
That'd be great. That'd be wonderful. I'd love to hear from
yeah.
you. It's
yeah.
great talking to you. I'm trying to use those stepping stones to Christmas time. You know, I want to be really having them as great gifts. This is the time
yeah.
to promote. So that's what I was. That was why my question
yeah.
was there.
Yeah. Well, I'll
yeah.
get on Amazon
okay.
today and I'll have a look and I'll order myself a copy. And then when I do get it, I'll put it onto my Facebook group and tell them to have a read of it.
Okay. Thank you
okay.
so very much. I'd love your feedback too. So give me, you know, email me or find me on Facebook as well. So.
Okay. I'm on Facebook. If you click the link, Amala, if you click the link on here, then it will direct you to my personal Facebook.
I will definitely connect with you for sure.
Okay.
Too.
Thank you very much, Amala. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you, Amala. Okay, we'll try Aaliyah again because we've only got like 12 minutes to do this in. So if Aaliyah doesn't answer this time, then we're out of here. Okay, Aaliyah. No. I don't know why. Hello? I'm getting nothing at all from there. Okay. There's nothing coming from that call at all. Okay. There's no sound whatsoever from there. All right, so we're going to shut shop then, ladies and gents, because we don't have time to fit another caller in now if they were to call. Aaliyah was in the call queue, but sadly it's not picking up. So until we do it all again, we'll bid you all good times of your day to you, wherever you may be. Thank you, Tina.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Tina. Okay. And if you do want to catch up with Tina in the week there, ladies and gents, the show page link there has two links there. You can catch Tina in the group, or you can catch her on her own page there, which is right at the top where it says today's guest. It's a clickable link. Underneath there is Ken's group page, clickable links, and either one will show Tina there in on Facebook. So there you go. Right, let's see what we've got for you to play out. And remember, we don't have a show tomorrow evening. Next show now is Thursday with Bryn, and maybe Tina will sit in second half. We await to see if Tina is available to do that. I'm sure she will. So if not, it will be just an hour. Let me see what we got for you. Right. Where's my music? All my music seems to have... Okay, well, I think we'll have this one. Why not?
Yeah. why she shies away from human love.